As someone who was involved in the writing of both iterations of the High Ridge Guidance Notes produced by the UK's National Federation of Demolition Contractors, I have pinned my colours firmly to the safety mast with these impressive but potentially dangerous machines. So it's especially sad to learn that an operator has been critically injured while demolishing a dorm at the University of Washington. The man, who has not yet been named, was apparently crushed under an 18-ton slab of concrete that fell several stories before trapping him in the cab of his machine. He was eventually rescued by local firefighters before being taken to a nearby hospital where, according to reports, his condition is said to be life-threatening. An accident investigation will surely follow, and it could be weeks or even months before we have a full picture of exactly what caused such a catastrophic incident. But without wishing to sound like an ambulance chaser, such an accident will have a cause. It might be that the job was poorly planned or managed. Maybe the machine was too small for the structure being demolished, or perhaps the operator was insufficiently trained or experienced. But whatever it is, there will be a cause and probably blame to be appointed. Of course, none of that really matters right now. Right now, one of the demolition industry's own lies in a hospital bed, and his family, friends and colleagues face the very real possibility that he may not pull through. Our thoughts and prayers are with the man himself and with those closest to him.